This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for telling a team member their behaviour is isolating them from the group. Word-for-word scripts that protect the person and the team. In short, this article contains 6 isolation behaviour scripts covering situations from peer withdrawal to passive-aggressive exclusion, each with standard and formal versions ready to use. Telling a team member their communication style is shutting colleagues out, addressing a pattern of missing group activities, or withholding participation. Naming passive-aggressive behaviour that is creating distance with the team. Definition isolation behaviour scripts are prepared, word-for-word scripts, for telling a team member their actions are pushing them away from the group. They use observable, behaviour-focused language to open a difficult conversation without judgement, protecting both the relationship and team synergy. I once watched a manager spend 6 weeks saying nothing, while a talented team member drifted further from the group. By the time someone finally spoke up, the isolation had hardened into a story the team told about itself. What started as a fixable pattern became a permanent divide. Having the right words ready is not a small thing. It is a difference between a conversation that lands and one that backfires. These isolation behaviour scripts are built on the SBI method, situation, behaviour, impact, which I cover fully in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time. The principle is simple: keep the focus on what you observed, not who you think the person is. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context. Practice it out loud at least twice before using it. If you want to understand why these conversations tend to block team synergy in the first place, that article will give you the full picture. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them verbatim without adjusting for the relationship or the moment. A script you've not made your own will sound rehearsed, and the person in front of you will feel it. Read the words until the structure is in your head, then set the script down and speak. Script 1. The colleague who has stopped engaging. Situation. Use this when a team member has gradually withdrawn from collaboration, going quiet in meetings, skipping informal conversations, contributing less than they used to. The withdrawal is gradual, not dramatic, but everyone on the team has noticed it. Why this works? It names the change without labelling the person. By referring to what you have observed rather than what you have concluded, you leave room for them to explain rather than defend. People withdraw for many reasons, and this script respects that possibility. The script. Standard version. Hey name, I wanted to check in with you. I've noticed over the last few weeks that you've been a bit quieter in our team meetings than usual, and I haven't seen you around as much at specific team activity. I don't know if something's going on, but I care about how things are going for you, and I'd hate for you to feel disconnected from the rest of us. Is there something I should know about? The script. Formal version. Name, I'd like to take a few minutes to speak with you directly. I've observed over recent weeks that your participation in team discussions has decreased, and you've been less present in the collaborative parts of our work. I'm not drawing any conclusions. I simply want to understand whether there's something affecting your experience on the team. I'd value hearing your perspective after you use it. A good response is any form of openness, even if it is just I've been having a rough few weeks. A difficult response is silence or deflection. If they shut down, say, I'm not asking you to explain everything now. I just wanted you to know I noticed, and that I'm here. Then follow up within a week. Eamon's note. This is the script you use before the problem becomes permanent. Use it early. Script 2. The team member whose communication style is pushing people away. Situation. Use this when a team member's way of communicating, interrupting, dismissing ideas, responding curtly, is causing colleagues to pull back from them. The isolation is not something the person is doing on purpose. They likely have no idea how they are landing. Why this works? This draws directly on the SBI method from Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time. Situation, behavior, impact. It keeps the conversation anchored to specific observable moments rather than character assessments. When people hear you are difficult to work with, they get defensive. When they hear in Tuesday's meeting, when you interrupted name twice, the impact was that she stopped contributing It can actually work with that. The script. Standard version. Name. I want to talk about something I've noticed, and I'm bringing it up because I think you'd want to know. In our last two team meetings, I've noticed that when colleagues are mid-thought, you've jumped in before they finish. The impact is that a few people have stopped sharing ideas in those sessions. I don't think that's what you want. I'd like to find a way to make sure everyone feels heard. The script. Formal version. Name. I'd like to share some specific observations with you. In our team meetings on date and date, I noticed that on several occasions you spoke over colleagues who had not yet finished their point. The impact of that pattern is that some team members have become reluctant to contribute during those sessions. I want to bring this to your attention because it is affecting the team's ability to collaborate effectively. I'd like to discuss how we might address it together after you use it. Watch for whether they push back with justification or sit with it for a moment. Justification is not necessarily bad. It means they are processing. Give them space to respond before you speak again. If they become defensive, try. I'm not questioning your intent. I'm sharing what I've observed. Can we just sit with that for a moment? Eamon's note. Most people who isolate themselves through communication style are the last to know. This conversation is a gift. Script 3. Addressing a pattern of being left out of group activities. Situation. Use this when a team member seems to be consistently excluded from informal team moments, group lunches, side conversations, social events. The exclusion may be unintentional, but it is damaging the person's sense of belonging and the team's overall cohesion. This script is for when you are in a position of influence, such as a manager or senior peer. Why this works? It names the pattern without assigning blame to either party. It frames the goal as reconnection rather than punishment. Rebuilding team synergy after a pattern of exclusion requires someone to name the gap first. This script does that. The script. Standard version. Name. I've been thinking about something, and I want to raise it with you directly. I've noticed that you haven't been part of some of the group things the team does, like specific example. I don't know if that's by choice or if something's making it feel easier to step back. Either way, I want you to know you're a valued part of this team. I'd like to understand your experience of it. The script. Formal version. Name. I want to have a candid conversation about your experience on the team. I have observed that you have not been present in a number of team activities recently, including specific examples. Whether that reflects a personal choice or something else, I want to make sure you feel connected to the team, and that any barriers to that are something we can address together. I would appreciate your honest perspective. After you use it, some people will feel relief at being noticed. Others will feel exposed. Watch for their body language as much as their words. If they say I'm fine, gently push once. I believe you. I just want to make sure there's nothing I can do to make this feel easier. Eamon's note. The person being excluded really raises it themselves. Someone has to go first. Let it be you. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Naming passive-aggressive behaviour that is creating distance. Situation. Use this when a team member is communicating through indirect digs, sarcastic remarks, or pointed silence in ways that are creating real tension with colleagues and eroding the group's sense of safety. This is a more difficult conversation because the behavior is deniable and the person may not fully own it. Why this works? The approach here comes from the deal method I outline in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Define the issue. Explore perspectives. Agree on a solution. Lock in the commitment. Passive-aggressive behavior survives in the dark, naming it specifically and calmly removes its power. Using a neutral problem statement rather than an accusation keeps the conversation from escalating. If you need a fuller model for handling the defensive response that often follows, the deal and bridge methods are worth your time. The script. Standard version. Name. I want to talk about something that's been creating tension. In specific situation, when specific thing happened, the comment you made, quote or close paraphrase, landed hard on the team. I don't know if that was the intent, but the impact was that people pulled back. I'd like us to find a more direct way to handle disagreements. What's your read on what happened? The script. Formal version. Name. I need to raise a specific concern with you. In situation, The remark you made in response to colleagues' contribution was interpreted by several team members as dismissive. Regardless of intent, that kind of exchange is creating distance within the group and affecting our ability to work together / collaborate / trust each other. I would like to discuss both what happened and how we can prevent it going forward after you use it. This conversation has a higher chance of a defensive response than most. Expect it. If they deny the behaviour or frame it, do not argue the interpretation. Say, I hear you. I'm not here to debate what you meant. I'm sharing the impact because that's what we need to address. Then hold the pause. Eamon's note. Passive-aggressive behaviour is often the language of someone who does not feel safe being direct. Address the behaviour and stay curious about the cause. Script 5. Telling a team member their negativity is pushing the group away. Situation. Use this when consistent negativity, such as complaints, cynicism, or resistance during team discussions, has reached a point where colleagues are starting to avoid engaging with the person. This is not about one bad day. This is a pattern. Why this works? Negativity is contagious in teams, and so is the avoidance of it. This script names the pattern without dismissing the person's legitimate frustrations. It separates the behaviour from the person and opens a path towards something more constructive. It links directly to giving feedback that strengthens rather than breaks team synergy. The script. Standard version. Name, I want to have an honest conversation with you, and I'm bringing it up because I respect you. I've noticed that lately, when we're in team discussions, your response to new ideas has often been to highlight what won't work. I understand there are real frustrations here, but the impact is that colleagues have started to disengage, and some have stopped bringing things to the group altogether. I'd like to talk about how we can channel your perspective in a way that helps rather than halts things. The script. Formal version. Name. I want to discuss something I've observed over the past time frame. In our team meetings and discussions, I've noticed a consistent pattern where your initial response to proposals or plans focuses on obstacles or concerns. I want to be clear your judgment and experience are valued here, but the cumulative impact of that pattern is that it is discouraging contribution from other team members and affecting our group's momentum. I believe we can find a way to use your critical thinking that strengthens the team rather than isolating you from it after you use it. A good response is some form of recognition, even a reluctant, I know I've been in a rough patch. A difficult response is a grievance list. If they start listing complaints, acknowledge each one briefly, then return. I hear all of that, and those things matter. I still want to talk about how we move forward from here. Eamon's note. Sometimes the most negative person in the room is also the most perceptive. Do not lose them. Redirect them. Script 6. The conversation before a formal process. Situation. Use this when the isolation behaviour has been raised informally before and has not changed. This is the script for the direct, structured conversation that precedes any HR or formal performance process. The tone is clear and firm. The intention is still to help the person course correct. Why this works? At this stage, kindness without clarity is a disservice to everyone, including the person. This script gives them the full picture of what is happening, what the impact is, what needs to change, and what happens if it does not. Starting a difficult conversation that is blocking team synergy requires more structure at this level, not less. The script. Formal version. Name. I need to have a direct conversation with you, and I want you to hear this in the spirit it is intended. We have spoken before about specific behaviour. Since then, I have continued to observe specific examples. The impact on the team is specific impact. I want to be honest with you, this pattern is affecting your standing within the group and your ability to contribute to our shared goals. I need it to change. What I need to see is specific behavioural change, and I would like to check in with you in time frame to see how it is going. I am still in your corner, but I need you to take this seriously. Note, this script does not have a standard version. At this stage, the register must be formal and unambiguous. A casual tone here would undermine the seriousness of the situation after you use it. Document the conversation in writing afterward, noting the date, the behaviour discussed, the change requested, and the follow-up timeline. If the person responds with commitment, acknowledge it. I'm glad to hear that. Let's follow up on date. If they respond with resistance or silence, restate the consequence clearly and calmly without raising your voice or extending the conversation. Eamon's note. This conversation is not a punishment. It is the last clear signal before the path narrows. Deliver it like you mean it. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The structure is tested. The language is yours to shape. Adjust for relationship length. A script for a colleague you've worked alongside for 5 years will sound different from one delivered to someone you've known for 3 months. The structure stays the same. The warmth or formality shifts. You know how to calibrate that. Match the register to the stakes. If this is an informal check-in about a recent pattern, the standard version is right. If there have been prior conversations, or if the behaviour is affecting team performance in measurable ways, move to the formal version. The higher the stakes, the more precise your language needs to be. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If a sentence sits wrong in your mouth, rework it. The goal is not to recite these words perfectly. The goal is to have the structure clear enough in your mind that you can speak it naturally and stay present with the person in front of you. Prepare for the response, not just the delivery. Knowing what you will say is only half the preparation. Think through what a defensive response looks like and decide in advance how you will handle it. Psychological safety and how it drives team synergy can help you understand why people respond defensively to this kind of feedback. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when using scripts about isolating behavior. The biggest way these conversations fail is when a speaker treats the script as a verdict instead of an opening. You are not delivering a sentence. You are starting a dialogue. Reading without listening. You deliver your prepared words, then stop hearing the person's response. A script prepares your opening. It does not replace your attention. Piling on examples. You have 3 specific instances ready, and you use all 3 in the first minute. One clear example is enough. More than that starts to feel like a prosecution. Apologizing for the feedback. I'm sorry to bring this up, or I hope this doesn't upset you undermines everything that follows. You can be kind without apologizing for being honest. Skipping the follow-up. You have the conversation. It goes reasonably well. And then nothing changes because you never returned to it. A single conversation really shifts a pattern. The follow-up is where the real work happens. Feedback that unifies instead of divides depends on consistent reinforcement, not a single exchange. Waiting too long. You spot the isolation pattern in week 2, tell yourself it will resolve, and raise it in week 8. By then, the team has already adapted around the person. Address it early, when repair is still easy. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What are isolation behavior scripts for team members? Isolation behavior scripts are word-for-word scripts you prepare before telling a team member their actions are pushing them away from the group. They give you clear, structured language that focuses on observable behavior rather than personality, making the conversation easier to start and safer to hear. How do you tell someone their behavior is isolating them from the group? Start by naming a specific behavior you've observed, not a character judgment. Describe the impact that behavior is having on the team. Then invite the person to respond. Scripts built on the SBI method, situation, behavior, impact, give you the structure to do this without it feeling like an attack. When should you use isolation behavior scripts at work? Use these scripts when a team member has pulled back from collaboration, is consistently excluded from informal group activity, or is behaving in ways that create tension with colleagues. Address the pattern early. Isolation deepens quickly, and the longer you wait, the harder it is to repair team synergy. What is the SBI method, and how does it help with isolation feedback? The SBI method stands for situation, behavior, and impact. It structures feedback around observable facts rather than interpretation. When addressing isolating behavior, SBI keeps the conversation grounded. You describe what happened, what the person did, and how it affected the team, without it becoming personal or accusatory. What should you watch for after telling a team member they are isolating themselves? Watch for whether they engage with the feedback or become defensive. A good response includes acknowledgement, even if brief. A difficult response such as denial, deflection, or silence tells you the conversation needs a follow-up. Do not treat one conversation as the end. It is the beginning of a process. How do isolation behavior scripts protect team synergy? They protect team synergy by giving you the language to address the problem before it hardens into a permanent dynamic. An addressed isolation creates 2 tiers within a team, the included and the excluded. Once that split calcifies, rebuilding group cohesion becomes far more difficult than one honest conversation would have been. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, The best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.